Hello and welcome to the first episode of Stand Up, Speak Up.
Hi, my name's Brigadier General Evan Pettis. I'm the commander of the 378th Air Expeditionary Wing. I grew up in the Air Force as an F-15E pilot, but I'm more of a generalist these days. And I'm joined here by my good friend, Chief Master Sergeant Corey Crow. Chief Crow.
So I'm Chief Master Sergeant Corey Crow. I've been in the Air Force for roughly 21 years, and I'm the Command Chief here at Prince Sultan Air Base, 378th Air Expeditionary Wing. And primarily, for the 21 years I've been in, I've been a defender. And this is my first go at being a Command Chief, and I'm ready to work and learn from each one of you, and we'll get after this thing together.
What is the mission of PSAB right now?
Well, the biggest thing PSAB does for U.S. Central Command is provide operational depth and options for the Central Command commander. We give a different geographic flexibility for CENTCOM, and we're here to partner with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. All that being said, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're providing combat air power to the theater for USAF Center.
And Chief, question for you. What is the expectation of the troops here?
The expectation is to be always ready and to be always resilient. Just like the general mentioned, 24/7 combat operations throughout the AOR here, and whenever you get here and you hit the ground, you've got to be running, because we are a busy and focused base here, and we're building on a day-to-day, and as we develop and grow, things will change, and you will change as well over the next few weeks, months, years that you're here. And at the end of the day, if you're ready and you're resilient, you'll get through it.
And my next question is really going to be about what the future of PSAB kind of looks like. What are we headed towards here?
Yeah, well, PSAB's a very expeditionary location. You look outside and you see a lot of tents. Right. We are continuing to transition from an expeditionary location to, I wouldn't say enduring, but we'll get some more robust infrastructure here, bring more capability not only to the base for projecting combat power, but also for our airmen to have some more comforts, some more enduring places to stay and eat and use the restroom and shower. As we move forward, we'll make the place a little bit more robust. You've already seen, for example, pavement going down on our life support area here, which is a big change for the folks that started here just a few months ago.
So as far as the different units that we have, because we are a joint unit base, so how do we incorporate our other brothers and sisters?
Well, 378th Air Expeditionary Wing provides the kind of host capabilities for the other tenant units that are here. And we do have several other units from other services that rotate through PSAB on a regular basis. We work together. We cooperate to make the base run, to make the base secure, to meet our mission. And we each bring our unique capabilities. So those capabilities complement each other, and we're here together for a reason. So it's nice to have our partners here. We've had partners from the Marine Corps. We have a large Army presence here. And we definitely work with one another. I'm not the commander of one of the Army units, but we play host and partner to tenant units on the installation.
So as far as development-wise, do we have any other big projects that you know for sure coming up anytime soon?
Sure. There are a lot of things in the works. The bigger projects are things like trailers for showers and latrines rather than the expeditionary facilities that you have right now. A modular dining facility rather than eating in tents like we are eating right now. You'll see a lot more sunshades around the areas that help provide some relief from the sun for our airmen. because as you may have noticed, it's really hot out there. I think it was 119 degrees Fahrenheit yesterday. So we've got airmen out there and soldiers and Marines working under the sunlight. And that is a significant challenge for folks that are outside all day long. So in those places that we can provide more shade and more cooling, we have several tents that don't even have air conditioners that have service members working in them. And so we're moving as fast as we possibly can to provide cooling options. And of course, we take mitigating measures. We have places they can go to get cool. We have work cycles. We work largely at night for some of these places that are uncooled. But we'll get even more robust. And you know, the Saudi Air Force has helped us with some spaces as well in their facilities. And so their partnership has just been absolutely fantastic.
My next question that I really got to ask you, what are your priorities?
So the priorities are fairly simple. The very first priority is to defend the base. And it's, we are in a friendly nation, but there are threats throughout the theater, and we take those very seriously. So we have base defenses against both air and ground threats, and they're very, very robust. So our very first priority is to make sure that our airmen and our mission partners here on Prince Sultan Air Base are safe. That's number one. The second one is that we frequently rotate forces through here for training and for other reasons, for missions throughout the area of responsibility. So our ability to accept those forces, whether in large packages or small packages, integrate them, support them, command and control them, is number two. And the third is to conduct those combat operations that we do them well, and sustain them through an ongoing period. And finally, is to continue to build our relationships with our Saudi partners. The Royal Saudi Air Force has been an incredible partner. They are an incredibly capable force, but those relationships to work together, there's synergy there as long as we partner together and iron out just the, okay, you say this word, I say that word, okay, I see what that means, and now we can work together better. And then there's our relationships with one another as joint service members and, of course, as human beings. Our ability to embrace diversity and equality is essential to our ability to be a better, effective fighting force.
And so you've been out here for a while, so what is your favorite part about being a commander?
I think my favorite part of being a commander hasn't really changed from this command to others, and that's when I can help people. There's sometimes things that only a commander can do to just help somebody realize a goal, a dream, a developmental step, and that's the most fun thing. It's also fun to watch our airmen get the mission done. Just little things like going to the dining facility and seeing the minor miracle that occurs there every day with our airmen, our service force services personnel, serving thousands and thousands of meals in that hot expeditionary kitchen and doing it over and over again. It's basically a 24/7 operation. It is crazy, and it is really, really neat to see what a committed airman can do for the force.
Chief, I kind of have the same question for you. What is your favorite part about being a command chief?
So again, this is my first tour as a command chief, and you know, it can't get much better than this, being in a combat zone, working with joint services. Getting out there and serving our folks and watching them learn and grow and develop in this type of environment. And again, we work at such a rapid pace that the things that get done here on a day-to-day, just like the general mentioned, it's simply amazing. And I'll tell you, I'm very proud to be a part of this team.
I've got one. Okay. Chief, knowing that with the general's lines of work and the environment, how do you think this force is doing, the joint force is doing right now?
Oh, yeah. Wow, great question. 45 days roughly on the ground, you know, minus the quarantine time that we had and spent together. But I'll tell you, I'm out there every single day with the general. We try to get away from our desk as much as possible to get out there and to see what our soldiers, our airmen and Marines are doing. And we are in a great spot right now with folks who again are learning their job for the first time being in a combat role, but they're doing phenomenal things. So if we can just keep this momentum up, over the next few weeks, months, I'll tell you, we're going to leave out of here and we're going to be very successful.
One last thing, General Sir. If you had a chance of everybody on base who's in the camera right now, what would you want to tell them?
I'd want to tell them thank you. They're part of something incredibly important here, and what they're doing means a lot for our nation and our partners here in the theater. We are building a capability. We already have a very robust capability, but we are building a capability for U.S. Central Command that very much strengthens our readiness and resiliency against all contingencies that could happen here in the Middle East, and can help ensure security for our nation. So it is really neat to see this expeditionary base grow and form and become robust, and see airmen out there just making things happen. So thank you.
Chief, same question.
Say the question again.
Same question. Yeah.
Well,
if this was a all call, this was everything, what would you want to tell?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I'm proud of you. Again, I've only been on the ground for 45 days or so, but just getting out there and seeing the hard work and effort that you put into, the blood, sweat, tears that you put into every single day to make sure that this mission gets done, and that we're performing our combat role here in the theater, and working with our joint partners and joint services. Couldn't be more prouder, so thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the end of our podcast. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with another one.